I kind of got bamboozled.
You didn't
I am
get
not the lifelong Lego. It's just been a recent. And apparently, I've been told that the conversion is complete. Just consider me part of the Borg.
So if somebody walks into your shop, what can they expect? What does it look like? Like, what are we going to do?
Well, as Tammy mentioned, the botanicals and the art, what we're trying to create is a shopping experience.
So since you guys have opened, have there been any opportunities for you to just really connect with the community?
Yeah. First thing that comes to mind is Kid Zone.
Right. We've been participating in the Kid Zone at the Herneda Farmers Market.
Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
Hey, real quick, before we start, I know most of you listening right now haven't actually hit that subscribe button yet. I get it, you're busy, but it only takes 2 seconds and it means you'll always have the best business stories and insights from South Haven waiting for you. So go ahead, tap it now, I'll wait. All right, now let's get started on today's episode. Hey guys, thanks for joining us for another episode of South Haven Business Beat. I'm your host, Kristen Engelke, and we are sitting down today with another local small business, awesome entrepreneurs that have opened up a business right here in DeSoto County, Bricks and Minifigs. If you're like me, wondering, okay, what is that about? What do figs and bricks have in common? But it is not fruit and it is not masonry work. It is in fact Legos, and Legos are freaking awesome. And these guys have an incredible business. And if you haven't been there, you need to listen in. You need to learn all about this place, and then you need to go play because it's for the grown-ups too. Kevin, Tammy, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for inviting us.
Absolutely. So we want to know all about all the things. So how did you guys get started? Were you always Lego fans? Did this just randomly occur? Tell me all the things.
It's my fault.
I
own
it.
It's your fault. I am the lifelong Lego enthusiast. Never stopped playing, never stopped creating. And it went to, it got to the point where it was becoming out of control.
Becoming,
or it had gotten out of control, where there were piles of Lego in our garage, in my attic, in my office. And then Tammy said, okay, that's enough. You got to do something. So I started an online store, eBay, and some of the other online forums, and then moved all my Lego over to offsite storage, and then quickly realized that's a full-time job. And then I had been looking at the Bricks and Minifigs franchise for what, a couple years? For a couple years, just thinking, and it's like, I don't know, kind of. And then finally I just, like, the time is now, let's do it. And then it was just dragging her along and making all kinds of false promises.
I kind of got bamboozled.
You didn't
I am
get
not
that.
The lifelong Lego. It's just been a recent. And apparently, I've been told that the conversion is complete.
Nice.
Just consider me part of the Borg. But I'm into the art and the flowers, the botanicals. So if I've got to be a part of it, then this is how it's going to be. And but the bamboozle was that when we went last year, he had a speaking gig out in Utah. He's like, hey, why don't we just take the whole week? Like vacation, because that's my birthday. And oh, while we're there, they just happened to have a discovery day at the corporate office. What he failed to disclose was that this was actually the meeting you go and you talk to the people, they find out if you're going to be a good fit with one another. And then, you know, about halfway through the first day there, I get it figured out what's happened. And it's like, oh yeah, that's going to hurt because I've got the credit card. So we're going shopping. But yeah, so...
Well, I love that you drank the Kool-Aid. You become, you know, one of the Borg. Resistance is futile. I love it.
That's what I've been hearing. I just, you know, when I can look in the Maker Fig table and I can find, you know, oh, that doesn't belong there. That's Star Wars. Oh, that doesn't belong there. That's, and it's like, oh, gosh. So the guys love it. But
yeah, we had a good time with it.
The conversion is complete. That's awesome. So how long have you guys been in business? When did you open your storefront?
We soft opened last
December.
Right around
Black Friday. First week of December.
And then we officially opened January 11th of this year.
So what has been the biggest challenge, you would say, so far as an entrepreneur?
I own two other businesses, so been working for myself for what?
15 years.
Retail's
different.
Retail is night and day. So going into it with an entrepreneurial spirit and understanding business, payroll, staffing, inventory, pricing strategies, marketing.
Say it twice.
Marketing.
The biggest challenge right now is getting people to know we're there.
Yeah.
Because there's not a day that goes by that we get a customer that says, oh, I didn't know you were here. It's like, okay, what are we not doing right, you know, in terms of marketing? So that's been probably the biggest challenge right now. Everything else works. It's operations. We got a great staff. One of the warnings that we went into retail was that expect to rotate your staff a few times for about the first 2 years. Because retail generally has a high turnover.
We don't.
We still have the same crew we started with.
That's awesome. It really is.
They all get along great. We're all having fun. And so operations, it's just refining things, you know, processes and getting things a little more efficient. The biggest challenge is just getting the word out. So thank you for doing this.
Absolutely. That's what we do at the Chamber. That's our job. We want to be the platform for you to tell your story. And I promise you, the phrase, I didn't know you were here, is not one that is only in your story.
I've heard.
We're in the land of over-communication. There are 100 million ways to get information, and yet it's harder than ever to get information out there.
Right.
People every day are telling us, I just need people to know I'm here. I have a great product. I have the skills to sell it. I just need the people to know me. And that's kind of partly where the podcast was born, because it's like, okay, what can we do that adds another level for our members to be able to tell their story? And this is hopefully something that is going to make a big impact.
We hope so.
Yes. And I absolutely love Legos. I'm not crazy Lego like you. I don't have them all over the places, but lifelong playing with the Legos, yeah, for sure. Stole them from my brother, but played with the Legos. Hey friends, Kristen here with a quick thank you to our sponsor, DeSoto Athletic Club. The DAC has been part of DeSoto County since 1999, and they've reimagined fitness. No one size fits all memberships. At DAC, you're in control. From group fitness to recovery services, you pick what fits your lifestyle. All of it starting at just $24.99. Because fitness isn't just about a building, it's about building a better you. Learn more at dacsouthhaven.com. That's dacsouthhaven.com. So if somebody walks into your shop, what can they expect? What does it look like? Like, what are we going to do?
Well, as Tammy mentioned, the botanicals and the art, what we're trying to create is a shopping experience that you're not just walking into a toy store. And it's what's referred to in our world as the Lego magic. And that's seeing things that inspire you to buy Lego. And not just the Lego new in the box that you can get at any store, but it's reimagining what you can do with Lego. So we have the actual art pieces hanging on the wall in the store so that you can see what it would look like hanging on your wall in your house. Like the Van Gogh flowers and the Mona Lisa and all of the different
Milky Way
galaxy. And then we've got some custom builds that we have on display. And then the botanicals, Tammy's doing a phenomenal job decorating with Lego flowers all over the store. So you just, it's more
about... You want to see what they look like, yeah. Right? You can see a picture, but what does it look like? And sometimes the price point is a little high. So is it worth it to me for that?
So with you being a entrepreneur already and having multiple businesses, I know that kind of gave you a little bit of comfort going into this next business, mm-hmm. even though it was a completely different animal. But what sort of things that brought on a little fear or uncertainty as you came into it? Is there anything in particular that stood out to you?
No, like fear? Like, no, I mean, going into it, it's like there, one thing I studied, like I said, we were looking at this franchise for a couple of years. And a couple of things that stood out to me is that it's a family-run business owned, and the family culture and what they're trying to do with different relationships and how they run and operate the business. It's not like some corporate entity that you don't have a channel right directly to the top. So having that approachable access to the top management in the franchise was key for us. And then secondly, they're a faith-based organization, which was key for us as well. And just looking at their projections and looking at the numbers and the financials, there's no reason why you can't succeed with this franchise. But what's interesting that I learned is that it's our business, but it's not our brand. So franchising is new to me. And then you're dealing with two brands. You have the franchise brand, and then you have the Lego brand, and they have to stay.
You have to follow the rules.
Yeah, there's branding guidelines to keep them two separate. You can brand them and market together, but they still have to be separate, and there's certain words that we have to. So it was a little bit of a learning curve, figuring out how to run a business, but it's not my brand. Kind of thing. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And that's like a whole nother level that I hadn't even thought of when I was kind of contemplating on what your business kind of looked like and what you kind of go through on a day to day, just so that I was prepared for this. But it didn't even really occur to me that how many hoops and things you would have to jump through for a big brand like Lego and to be able to mesh the two.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the other thing. That's what a franchise does. They do the partnership with the main brand, and then there's a certain level of agreements on brand identity and how you can use it. But then the business itself, we're free to run the business and operate it how we feel that we want to run it, as long as we stay within those guidelines. So if you think of it like, if you were to go buy a Dunkin' Donuts franchise, it's your business. You can run it any way you want, but you still have to maintain guidelines around how you operate the right. Dunkin' Donuts brand.
Awesome. So, okay, testimony. We need to know, in the time that you have had and since you've opened, have you had any moments that really just grabbed you where there was a kid that came in and the awe on their face, or a grown-up you couldn't get to leave because they were just having too much fun? What is a great success story, something that sticks out to you?
Every week we have something like that.
Yeah, just pretty much every week, every day. There's kids that come in, they're really excited.
Or the look on their face when they walk in the first time and they just kind of freeze and they just get their eyes full and their, you know, their jaw drops.
People who are excited that Hernando is the place that we chose to have our store versus, you know, Olive Branch or South Haven or Horn Lake. You know, I guess Hernando's a lot of smaller business people, so they were kind of surprised that we would bring that there.
It's something like Hernando, such a small town, they don't have a place for kids. Like, we have a birthday party room, so kids can have their birthday party in our store, where there's no other place in Hernando that
really
does that.
Yeah, unless you want to go to the park.
So things like that, instead of, because one of the attractive models is to put a franchise store like this in a big strip mall shopping area where there's a lot of other shopping traffic, right? We could have went that route. We had looked at several of those locations, but we felt we wanted to be close to our store from where we live and more of the hometown kind of culture atmosphere. And so far, it's paying off, so we'll see. We're only been open, what, 7 months?
But it
months,
also puts
months.
Us sort of in the center of our territory. So, I mean, we're still really close to and can service Olive Branch, South Haven, Horn Lake, Walls,
Oxford.
You know, yeah, we're sort of, it's really right in the center. So,
I didn't know you had a birthday party room. That is incredible. And that is a huge thing because, like you said, Hernando doesn't have something like that. So what does that look like? Do you have online booking? Does somebody just need to call the shop?
Mm-hmm. Yes and yes and yes.
Yes. just give us a call.
Yeah, the party room is hosted. So we have one of our employees staffed for the birthday. Mm-hmm. And then they facilitate some Lego activities, some playtime for, about an hour?
No,
or so.
Well, the party itself is 90 minutes.
90 minutes.
The playtime is anywhere from 30 to 45. Minutes. The food and presents is 30 to 45. So depending if it's around lunchtime and you want to bring pizza and cake, then we give you more food time and less playtime to help accommodate that. And then each kid leaves with a minifig. So.
Your sig fig. You have to come make a sig fig.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I've gotten way into watching Lego Masters.
Oh, yeah.
And so we need to talk about that because we're going to build us a team. We're going to go on Lego Masters.
Are we?
Can that be a thing?
That can be a thing.
Okay. Because I want my own little minifig that looks just like me and the whole thing because I'm obsessed with that show and it's awesome.
Well, one of the three R's that our franchise follows is reuse, rebuild, and reimagine. And that's what Lego Masters is, right? It's come up with a challenge and then build it from scratch.
And it's a brilliant concept because it really does allow for a whole nother level of artistry to come out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just toys. It really is an art behind it.
Yeah, and there's the getting into the geeky academic research stuff. There's the cognitive benefits of play, where there are certain things that happen inside your brain when you start playing with your hands and thinking as an adult. It's therapeutic, it relaxes your brain, it sparks inspiration, helps you solve problems, think clearly. There's so many benefits to playing with Lego than just playing with Lego.
That's incredible that you don't even think about that. But as a child with the developmental things, that is huge in bringing about their development that I wouldn't even think about having that that's going to continue to keep my mind sharp to do the same thing as an adult.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to create more opportunities for our members and community to share their story. And this podcast is just one of many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't make it happen without Pure Focus Media, the creative team behind the scenes helping make us and a lot of local businesses to look and sound their best. Pure Focus Media is on a mission to make high-quality video and content creation accessible to businesses of all sizes. From strategy to production, they help tell your story, attract more leads, and grow through the power of video. If you're ready to level up your brand, you need to visit purefocus.media and schedule your strategy call today.
So since you guys have opened, have there been any opportunities for you to just really connect with the community since you've gotten started?
Yeah. First thing that comes to mind is Kid Zone.
Right. We've been participating in the Kid Zone at the Hernando Farmers Market. They reached out to us every last Saturday of the month. They have from 10 to 12. It's kids activities. It's all free. You show up, you can bring whatever you want, kid related. You can't sell. It's obviously free.
You get a small cup of Lego. So we bring all the Lego mm-hmm. and you just come up and fill up a little cup and go about your way. So that's one way we're able to connect with the community. And then just other, the first Lego League Robotics Challenge competition team practice and use our space to practice every week. And then they went down to Biloxi mm-hmm. And competed, and they were placed in the opportunity to go to Nationals. So hopefully we can kick that off again this season to where we do some first LEGO League robotics challenges, practices in our space. And I did, over the summer, we did some stop motion animation camps. We did some STEM related engineering camps, some introduction to robotics camps. And now that school's starting back, I'm looking at doing like after school programs where we go to the school after school and do some type of a class or program with the schools. I haven't got that figured out yet, so.
Okay, tell me a little bit more about the LEGO robotics thing. That sounds incredible. I know my middle son was 100% into robotics all through high school. He went through the CTC with their robotics and engineering program, fell in love with it, and is now doing robotics things for Amazon.
No way. That's
yes.
cool.
So
That's
he's living cool. his best life right now.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, yeah.
But I do not know about the whole LEGO robotics. So what is this?
LEGO Education, which is a department of, or an arm of LEGO. And they have the LEGO Spike kits. And they come with, you know, a certain, it's a, just a box of parts with a programmable, they call it the intelligent brick. And it comes with motors and sensors and different things. And then an app that does block coding. So if you're listening and you know what block coding is, it's a visual, what you see is what you get kind of way to learn instead of writing out actual code. So if I want my robot to go forward for 3 seconds, turn right, pick up an egg, take it over here, drop it in a basket. So you get a challenge and then the kids have to program the robot to do that challenge. Well, the first LEGO League uses that LEGO Education kit, and there's a large mat or tabletop theme, and there might be anywhere from 15 to 20 challenges on that map, and they're scored on how many of those they can complete with one program. So it goes to this, accomplishes that activity, then the robot goes to another activity and does it. And typically, they can't do them all at one time, so the robot has to come back to the starting gate, reprogram it, go to the next gate, and do different things. So what they do is they, every team practices and it gets ready for competition, and then they just practice every week to make sure that they've got it all worked out. And so when they go to competition, they're competing to win, and then you get a LEGO trophy and an invitation to, I think there's regionals, nationals, and then worlds. It's a international program. Yeah, it's pretty fascinating. I don't know that there's a team, there was a team down there, I don't know if they're starting back up yet, but if you're listening and you're part of the first LEGO League, give us a call. We support you whatever way we can. Either as a coach or a mentor or something.
That is incredible. I love that. I know that Miss Tammy, you have started a cool new idea as well. That you do a ladies' night.
I do.
I need to know about this ladies' night. They need to know about this ladies' night.
So a couple of the moms, that was sort of how do we use the room other than just the birthday parties? And what can we do? And so we talked about date night. Ladies' night. We've not really gotten around to the date night yet. Ladies' night is the third Thursday of every month. And right now, it's the easiest thing I knew how to do to get started was just mosaics. So I'll have a base plate. It's like 16 by 16. You come in, and a lot of the ideas I had were inspired from Pinterest. Whatever you want to do. So I've started ordering all the small little bits and pieces and all the different colors and shapes. And one lady made a Cheshire cat. Another lady is doing kind of quilt square theme. So she's building those. And after she gets however many, she's going to put them together and hang them on the wall. I'm looking at a fine art series. But that's, you know, to get started, it's going to be more paint by number, if you will, is.
More instruction.
But I need to think that I need to have some kind of instruction for that. So if you don't get it done in the time allotted, you could take it home and figure it out. I haven't got to the instructions. So, you know, but again, that's on Pinterest. If you can pull up the picture on your phone. I mean, nothing says it has to be, you know, a quilt square type design. So it's 2 hours. I have alcoholic and non-alcoholic drinks. I'll have some kind of a snack. and we play jazz music. I'm working on getting mood lighting. You know, just a way for moms, women, ladies, anyone over 21 to come in and get away for a couple hours.
That sounds like an incredible evening. And that is, you said, the third Thursday of every month.
The third Thursday of every month from 6 to 8.
So I'm putting that on my calendar. No boys allowed.
No boys allowed.
That's awesome. So is there anything else, any other little ideas that you got turn in?
Oh, something? My goodness.
Future goals?
There's all kinds of ideas. It's just the the time to get them implemented. Like I said, I want to do a date night. Have it set up to where...
Yeah, we were just thinking like little cafe tables, some mood lighting. Because our store, going back to the experience, we have these magnificent giant chandeliers in our space. So if you turn off all the other lights and just leave the chandeliers on, it has this really nice sort of atmosphere.
Yeah.
So we were thinking like doing little white tablecloth, little cafe tables, and then do like a date night where you and your date come in, you get a snack and a drink, and then maybe a list of little challenge questions that you have to do out of Lego, like describe your first date, but build it out of Lego or something like that.
Okay, y'all have got to put that together. Sign me up. That's awesome.
And then the other thing, I want to do a Lego bingo. That's going to be a family thing, right? You can bring your kids. The whole family can do the Lego
bingo. And then we've race night, Friday night race night, because we have the derby track that we do for the birthday parties, but we have software that does bracket racing. So you can bring like father, daughter, father, son, whatever, and compete in a bracket racing competition. So that we're trying to get that figured out off the ground.
Right. So it's like maybe every week of the month we've got something that we can do. And then it's just the ladies' night's been the thing I've been able to get kicked off. It's just...
Execution.
Absolutely. And that's just going to come with time because the ideas are definitely the things that are going to overflow and you've just got to pick and choose which ones.
There's no limit to the ideas that we have. Right. It's just which ones are the most efficient to get off the ground.
So guys, what would you say has been the most rewarding thing that you have found since you got started in this?
Seeing her build custom mock, MOC is my own creation. She's working on a diorama of Edgar Allan Poe's office right now.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's seeing her creative side relax, because she's just brilliant taskmaster. And when she wakes up in the morning, that brain is like moving like 100 miles ahead of where I'm even thinking. I'm thinking coffee. And she's got...
I'm right there.
She's got lists rattling off at 7 in the morning. And seeing her just take a moment to kind of just slow down a little bit and play, and to me, that's rewarding.
I still get all his Lego points.
But no, rewarding just generally, I don't know, just...
I just like to see how happy everyone is coming in. They're genuinely happy to come in. Because I asked him, I said, are you sure about this? Are people really going to come and buy Lego? Are they really going to come to our store and buy Lego? And they are. I'm happy about that. But it's just really, you know, when you have kids who come in and they're just so excited and they want to have an armful and parents are like, I don't think we can do all that. Let's pick one or two things. But and we'll come back next week.
Absolutely unique experience.
Yeah.
I love that.
We have one case when you first walk in, we call the allowance case. And it's a $5, $10, and $15 shelf. So the kids come in on Saturday morning with their allowance and they go shopping on that shelf. And they get them, and then they get confused because they want to take the whole shelf and they can only pick one thing.
But I bet the parents appreciate that, too.
What's teaching them discipline about, you know, get your allowance. Or you've earned some money, you can come in and spend your money.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I know you guys are new to the chamber. You haven't been with us in the family very long. But every person that I invite on the podcast, we always ask them, what is one thing that you have found as a value of being a part of the chamber? What has it meant to you?
I love the connections. We've been to one coffee.
Oh, yeah. One
coffee with a member.
Yeah. And one. What was the other one? I thought they were the same thing.
You guys called it the speed dating? Is that
yes.
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. We went to the speed AM.
Yes. That. I really liked that. That was fun because I got to meet a lot of people and it was just, it got to be, okay, I only do this, but I really want to know what you do. It's like, but I may want to know what you do. So, you know.
It definitely takes the awkwardness out of it because you only have a minute and a half to say who you are and
right. what you do. I really enjoyed that. Yeah. I like that.
It's one of my favorites by far. Because a lot of people struggle with their elevator pitch. Mm-hmm. That what is my, you know, main focus? What do I want everybody to know? I've got a minute and a half to tell you everything that you need to know that makes you want to do business with me.
Right.
And most people are like, I have no idea. My name is this. I do this. I don't know what else to say. Right. So by the end of that, you've talked to 25 people in the last hour and a half, and by the time you're done, you know who you are and why they need to know you.
Right.
Because you work through it in your head as you go to each table, and a little bit more builds and a little bit more builds, like building your Legos.
Yeah.
Because you're really putting all of that together.
And we made some significant contacts through that already.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah. So
God, it worked out really well.
This is good too. This is nice. I like, and I like, personally, I like the events calendar where I can go in and put, I can add the event right to your calendar. So that's a valuable tool.
To be able to promote your events that you have going on.
Yeah, like I just put in Ladies Night the other night in your calendar.
But at the same time, when we're doing that, we also see who else has things going on. Like, oh, that might be fun to go to. So, absolutely. Right.
Well, guys, thank you so much for being on the podcast, for being new family members of the South Haven Chamber. We look forward to watching you guys just grow and continue to build your business.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us for another episode of South Haven Business Beat, where we sit down with businesses to learn all about what they've got going on in the community and how you can get plugged in. So guys, head on down to Hernando, check out Bricks and Minifigs. You'll have a great time. Say hi to Tammy and Kevin. Tell them that Kristen sent you. Thanks so much for joining us. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button because I know you hadn't done it yet. Like and subscribe so you don't miss a single episode of South Haven Business Beat. Bye everyone. At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to bring more opportunities to our members and to our community, and this podcast is one of the many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't be able to do what we do without the support of our sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. They're the strategic tech partner that makes it possible for businesses to work smarter and not harder. Wisdom Integrators helps organizations harness that power of technology by designing tailored solutions for workflow, automation, process improvement, and digital transformation. For small businesses or large enterprises, they bridge the gap between the vision and the execution. Are you ready to scale up your efficiency and impact? Then you need to come and visit wisdomintegrators.com to schedule your consultation today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources.